anything you'd like. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, and you'll find that all the features there are completely free, so enjoy those. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site by submitting things to it. You can submit a news story, a blog post, maybe a YouTube video, stuff you think's interesting, outrageous, fun, newsworthy, whatever you think that our listeners would enjoy, because you get to vote on that stuff as well. You can vote it up or down, depending on whether you like or dislike, and you can go to freetalklive.com to accomplish that. Coming up tonight, Mark's got a story about demons. We promised it the other night on the air and didn't get a chance to get to it. One man claims he's been possessed for many years, and apparently those demons just, they're stuck in there, not coming out. We'll see more about that here if we get a chance. But Mark is actually on the line here to start things out tonight. Mark is in Michigan, and you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Mark. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm calling in to just inform people about what's going on in Michigan. Our Department of Natural Resources, known as the DNR, came out in 2011 and informed the public that they have 9 characteristics, and if you own a pig that has even one of those characteristics, your pig is now feral. And feral pigs are on the invasive species list, so they ordered all of us to depopulate our animals.
Is one of the characteristics of a feral pig that you don't keep it in a fence?
No.
Okay, well, that's the first characteristic I think of when I think of a feral pig.
Yeah, me too.
So what are these characteristics? Like, I can't even imagine.
Well, I'm happy to be sitting in my pickup truck, and I have a copy of it. Some of them are a little nebulous, but they talk about the
give me an idea here.
Coloration. If you have a pig that is black, that's feral. If you have a pig that is brown, that's feral.
Yeah, dark brown pigs. You know, that's kind of what people think of when they think of a wild pig. Sure.
Yeah. But, you know,
but there are breeds of pigs. There are breeds of pigs, lots of breeds. The Hampshire pig, I think, is black and white. Does it have to be all black to be a feral pig, or can it have some black?
Well, it says here black, brown and black and white spots. The next one is tail structure. It says straight tail or curly tail.
Well, what the hell is the difference between those? I mean, is that every pig in existence?
That's every pig. The only, and the next one after that, this will, you'll really like this one. This is erect ear or folded floppy ear.
Well, that's all the ears when it comes to pigs.
So did you say, just to clarify, Mark, you said that their claim is that if your pigs have one of these 9 features, that they are considered feral?
Correct.
And therefore, you have to get rid of them? What was it they were demanding of you?
Well, they ordered me to depopulate my animals by April 1st, 2012. And if I didn't, they said that they would charge me with a felony. They would charge me $10,000 per animal.
Wow. And what does it mean to depopulate? Does that mean to kill those pigs?
Yeah, that's kill them. Kill them.
So I'm just trying to figure this out. If they say a straight up ear, or an erect ear or a floppy ear, and a curly tail or a straight tail, how is not every single pig in Michigan fit that definition?
Because they gave an exception, and the exception is anyone that's involved in domestic swine production.
So anybody that's like an official corporate pig farmer, they can have those pigs.
Well, we don't know because they won't give us a definition of domestic hog production. I kind of feel like I'm a farm. You know, this farm has been here since the 1905, so we live on a real farm. It's got 80 acres. We have fences. We have pigs behind fences. We ship pigs. We buy pigs. We sell pigs. I think I'm a domestic hog producer, but
you sound like one.
But I got a letter from the Attorney General's office Thursday, and they want to fine me let's see, they call it an expository disposition, or it's a motion before the court, and they want to fine me, I'm not kidding, $700,000.
Wow.
Because I told them that I have 70 pigs here. I actually have more than that, but, and they're fining me $10,000 per animal. So $700,000. And my farm is only worth maybe,
right,
not even close to that.
Well, it's funny to give most people in America a fine like this. I mean, what in the world is going to happen to somebody getting a $700,000 fine? They gave me a $700,000 fine. It wouldn't matter at all.
Well,
there's no way I could pay it.
Why do you feel like now they're coming down on you? I mean, you said the farm's been there for a long time. So was there somebody in politics that doesn't like you? I mean, what do you think's going on?
Well, I think it's a combination of things, but I think the main thing is that I had the nerve to question my government, and then they ordered me to do this. They said that they would come to my property with lots of armed guys, and they would kill my pigs, and I just didn't back down from it. I said, come on, I'll be here for you. I never said that I'd be waiting armed or anything. I just said, I'll be here, but I'm not going to let you do this. This is my property. And you're not, just because you guys come up with a crazy declaratory ruling that hasn't even gone through the legislative process, I'm not going to let you take my livelihood away from me just because you make a claim like this. They're doing this on behalf of industrial ag here in Michigan, and
it's what it seems like.
It definitely is.
As the local farmer is getting more and more powerful in America, again, I mean, it's, you know, they went through a very, a terrible lull in the past decades, but it's, you know, people are wanting more and more to have grass-fed, pasture-raised animals that sort of see the light of day. And there's a lot of pigs in America that you eat that have never seen sunlight, and
right.
or maybe the day they die. This isn't the way the local farmer is intending to provide food, and I think that it's probably bothering Big Ag.
So just to clarify, they sent you this notice at some point, and then when did this $700,000 threat come in?
That came in last Thursday.
And before that, they'd sent you some sort of notice of violation?
No, actually not. They speak to my attorney. And they send motions to the court. They don't actually speak to me. You know, we've tried to have.
So is there a court case?
Oh, yeah. When they ordered me to depopulate my animals back in March of 2012.
Was it the department that ordered you, or was it a judge that ordered?
It was a department.
Okay.
It was the Department of Natural Resources that ordered me to. And that's another thing people should key on. Why does the Department of Natural Resources, why are they concerned with what happens on a farm? It's not their jurisdiction at all. But it appears as though the powers that be are using them because people are afraid of them. They have guns. They have tasers.
Sure.
And they're known for being real bullies in the woods. People hate them here in Michigan, absolutely hate them. I can't believe there hasn't been any horrible incidents. But I think this thing is going to tip it over, because if the DNR has the authority to come on my farm, that will mean they'll have the authority to come on everybody's farm. And what this declaratory ruling means, and you've got to connect the dots on this, but law enforcement can come on your property if they have probable cause without a warrant. So if you're a farm, you could have a pig with a straight tail or a curly tail on that farm. That gives the Department of Natural Resources probable cause to come on your farm and tell you that they're going to look your farm over.
Mark, can you stand by and maybe stick with us for another segment to tell more of your story? And do you have a website that people could maybe visit and learn more about this?
We do, and it's pretty well documented. It's bakersgreenacres.com.
Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S?
Correct.
Bakersgreenacres.com. More with Mark here. He's a pig farmer who has been threatened with $700,000 in fines, the forced depopulation of his pigs, and felony charges. Coming up.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin Poker at SealsWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealsWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, re-rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealsWithClubs.eu. No seals or harm in the making of this advertisement.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The show is Free Talk Live. We're doing the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up anything that you'd like at 855-453. Though maybe you've got a question for the gentleman who called in tonight to tell his story. BakersGreenAcres.com is his website. His name is Mark Baker, and he farms, at least for now. The Michigan government is targeting him for the DNR, the Department of Natural Resources, targeting him for $700,000 in fines, felony charges, and the destruction of his piggies. And we're going to continue because he's on the line with us here in moments.
It's the biggest liberty-oriented event of the year. It's Freedom Fest this year, Vegas, July 10th through the 13th, at Planet Hollywood, right on the Strip.
There's nothing like Freedom Fest, and there's nothing like Vegas. There's going to be Rand Paul's going to be there, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, John Stossel, Grover Norquist, many, many more speakers. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. Get your tickets and book your hotel rooms. It's going fast. You're going to want to be at this event. It's going to be a great four-day event at Plenty Hollywood on the Strip in Las Vegas. It's freedomfest.com. Get registered now, freedomfest.com.
So, by the way, don't forget to join us online. We've got archives that go way back, all the way to late 2006. So if you've missed a moment of the show, we do it 7 nights a week. You can grab up as many shows as you'd like. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll find our archives at the top of the page, the last 7 days. And then you can click into the archives section to go back for years. And the SoundCloud player is built right into our website now, which makes it easy to share your favorite archives on Facebook or Twitter or wherever you hang out online, and also makes it easy for you to just play it back or download it. So, again, go to freetalklive.com and grab all that for free. Mark is back with us. He's listening in Michigan you have a website, bakersgreenacres.com, Mark, and the government guys are coming after you, and they're coming after you pretty hot and heavy. They're demanding that you destroy your pigs or else you're going to face $700,000 in fines, possible felony charges. Have the felonies actually been charged at this point?
They have not.
Okay, no. So maybe they're bluffing about that, but what's the deadline on getting rid of the pigs?
Well, we sued them way back in March and hoped to get into court so we could continue our business, but they've put it off and put it off and put it off, and we finally have a hearing date of July 12th. So that's coming up here in a couple of weeks.
And then, I'm sure your lawyer's representing you for free on this, and that it's not costing you anything to represent yourself here, right?
Yeah, right.
You see, this is the problem.
Now, what is it costing?
Well, we're into it way over $100,000 by now.
Oh, my goodness.
This is the problem with government bureaucrats. They don't pay a cent for what they do. They've come in, they've called your... You've got specialty hogs here, some kind of Russian hog that's a little, I don't know, redder meat and darker haired than your average hog. But this is the kind of thing that sells in today's sort of market where people want grass-fed animals that can... They're pastured. Pigs aren't big on grass, but they do like to dig around and have a pasture to dig around in, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, they make pork out of grass.
Yeah, they'll make it out of just about anything.
So let me just make sure I'm understanding this. So you sued the Department of Natural Resources. Is the hearing that is coming up on July 12th, which is listed on your website, bakersgreenacres.com, is that hearing for your suit or is that for the criminal case against you?
No, that is that hearing is to determine whether or not the judge will allow us a jury.
For the criminal case or for the civil case?
For the civil case.
Okay.
But see, that's also where the DNR, via the Attorney General's office, has asked for fines against us in excess, $700,000. So they're asking the judge to rule on that.
That's in a different case. So it's hard for me to follow court things. There's just so much going on. I've got like five court cases myself, and it can be difficult. So the fines are in the criminal case or in the civil case?
No, civil case.
Is there a criminal case? There is no criminal case at this
point. There is no criminal yet because
threatened criminal.
When you file suit against the government agency that is doing something to you, you're saying I'm challenging your declaratory ruling, and that's what I did. I challenged it. I said, I don't think this is constitutional, and I'm allowed to go to court and, have it decided by either a judge or a jury of my peers. So their declaratory ruling kind of went on hold as soon as I sued them.
I see what you're saying.
What they've wanted to do, their strategy has been just to prolong this.
Yeah, bankrupt you.
So right now we're under orders from the state to not sell pigs. And
what orders? I mean, who issued those orders?
The Attorney General's office.
And what will happen if you ignore them?
Well, that is akin to ignoring a judge's orders.
Really?
So our attorney said, well, it's better to show your jury and your judge that's going to decide your fate that you're not a lawbreaker. So they have a legitimate law, actually, because what they did was they added feral swine onto the invasive species order, which is good law. That's a law that protects the Great Lakes against ships coming in from foreign countries that will blow their ballast tanks within the lakes. You don't want that. So entities like the DNR have the authority to board those ships and make sure that they have not, but they do blow their ballast tanks at sea instead of in the lakes. So, but no one ever would believe that they would add a farm animal to the invasive species order. I mean, that's for animals that you just can't control and all this. And I know maybe some listeners are going to want to ask me about feral swine in other states. And
I think that's one of the problems with having the government do these things is that even if you agree with the law to a certain point, you don't get to be the one who enforces it. You're not the one who decides, you know, what the quality, you know, the standards are or the specifications are of that law, and you don't interpret it. It's the bureaucrats who do, and they're always interpreting it more and more widely to include more and more people and to ruin more and more lives. So maybe the intentions were good originally, but that doesn't really count for anything because now they're destroying your life. Based on this law. You know, I wish you the best, Mark. I hope that it works out for you. BakersGreenAcres.com. I guess folks can go there and check out your site, maybe subscribe to your blog. I see you've got a picture of your horribly evil family here standing for a family photo. Obviously just a group of criminals that is just trying to raise your own pigs. And I'm sorry to hear about that. And I know you're not alone out there. There are a lot of people who are being picked on for their property. You know, what should be your right to your property, and your pigs are your property, and your farm is your property, and you know, you should be able to do as you please with it. And if people don't like it, they don't have to do business with you. They could maybe say something to you or ostracize you or something like that. But for them to threaten your livelihood, to take away everything that you've put together, I mean, this is your dream, obviously. You right. wanted to farm, and you did, and now you're paying the price for it.
Raising pigs is rewarding. I have some, too.
Mark, best of luck, man. Thanks for calling and sharing your story tonight here on Free Talk Live. Again, that's BakersGreenAcres.com, and thanks again. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Another real benefit of a farm like this is you can go and you can see where your food comes from. And a lot of Americans want this. You know, I'm raising 8 pigs. I'm certainly not going to eat 8 pigs this season. I'm raising them for friends. Friends that have come and looked at where I'm keeping the pigs, how I'm keeping the pigs. You can't do that with grocery store pork.
You know, this reminds me of the Vernon Hershberger trial, which just wrapped up recently, where a guy was a raw milk farmer, basically. Somebody who was selling raw milk to people. They came after him, and I think that was in Wisconsin. And so now they're coming after somebody who's raising pigs. I mean, how much more ridiculous can the state get? 855, 450 free.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death, and yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste by far. Best results by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Way truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com, and you'll be able to access our live streams and the podcast very easily there.
You can get the consumer electronics that you want at prices that will be stunningly low if you go to bitcoinstore.com. Take a look at the tablets and the laptops and the desktops and the flat-screen TVs and the cameras and all the consumer electronics you want, and go look at the prices at bitcoinstore.com. There you'll find prices lower than you'll find them anyplace else, because bitcoinstore.com is able to offer you a 0% markup from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, in part because they don't accept U.S. dollars, they don't accept euros, they don't accept rubles, they only accept bitcoins. You've probably heard about bitcoins on the news, and now's you've got a good reason to get some, because you can get consumer electronics at prices below what you're able to spend anyplace else on the internet or anyplace in your town. It's bitcoinstore.com. Go check those prices.
Let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. For those of you just tuning in, we had a call at the top of the show from a farmer who's been targeted for raising pigs. And I think his story is particularly useful, especially to newer listeners of the program, to drive home the idea that you could be next. You know, there's this concept that, well, I'm not doing anything illegal, so I don't have anything to hide. You know, you hear this a lot whenever, like, the NSA story came out or whatever the issue is with the government butting in on other people's business and, you know, monitoring conversations and emails and such. Well, I don't have anything to hide. Well, maybe you do have something to hide. Maybe if you have pigs, you need to hide those. Because apparently it's illegal to have pigs unless you are a permitted government-approved pig manufacturer or whatever the particular terminology was, a hog distributor, etc. I forget the exact term. But you don't know what you have to hide, is my point. There are volumes and volumes and volumes of laws, these ordinances, statutes, and then U.S. code, these words that men have written down on paper that they claim you are not supposed to be ignorant of.
Well, I got a story right here from the Washington Post that says new numbers suggest the United States citizens, on average, are more afraid of their own government than they are of the threat of a terrorist attack.
We can get to that in a moment. Let's go first, though, to Lentz. He's listening in Lexington. Hey, Lentz.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Not too much. I got a phone down here, too. And, yeah, I was talking to your screen. I was trying to get him my website so he could see that I'm actually standing here on a farm. And it's broadmind.org. And I was trying to help the man who does that. And it's like, I think you guys are missing a very simple thing. I do common law. I think you guys are missing a very simple aspect of law. Is when somebody's ordering you or charging you $700,000, that if he could accept all the equity in that charging instrument, would he gladly accept it?
What's that mean? There's equity in the charging instrument? I thought you had equity in your house.
Of course there is. No, there's equity. There's value in that charging instrument. That value, that charging instrument is worth $700,000. Why doesn't he claim the equity in it?
This is a conspiracy theory that I'm somewhat familiar with. Is this the accepted for value theory?
No, absolutely not.
No.
No.
Okay. So, what are you suggesting here? What are you saying he should do? How is it that he can get into detail here? Because it's very confusing what you're saying.
No, it's very simple. This is a common law nation, right? You guys understand that, right?
I don't know.
I don't know that there's any evidence of
all
that.
All I know
there's
is there's
legislative
men who,
law. Okay. There's a lot of admiralty law.
All I know is there's men and women who tell me how to try to tell me how to live, and if I don't do it, they're going to put me in a cage.
Okay. If you go to uscourts.gov, on the fourth page, about three-quarters of the way down, it says all state courts are common law courts. Okay?
Okay.
If the U.S. government says, uscourts.gov says, all state courts are common law courts, all this man has to say is we're on the wrong side of the court. We're on the civil side. We're not France. We got to take it over the common law side. And when you bring it over the common law side, there has to be corpus delicti. There actually has to be harm the injured party. See how simple this is?
Well, you make it sound simple. Do you have experience doing this?
I have a lawsuit in Alabama right now for millions of dollars, and I wish I knew what the case number was, but it was filed in the civil division side on June the 5th, 2013. It's in its 23rd day.
And is this a suit they brought against you?
Oh, no. I moved it onto the common law side, and, man, they cannot believe what I'm doing. They had the U.S. Marshals come down here. The FBI tried to ask me, what am I doing in court? And when they said, oh, my God, sir, this is so simple, it's genius. I said, yes, sir, it is.
That's what the feds told you?
Yes, sir. You could talk to the field office, U.S. Marshals down here in Roanoke. You remember?
So where does one go to get more information about your case? Are you posting it online anywhere?
Oh, yeah. Step by step, each notice, see what you do. See, my lawsuits, I got a Canadian couple back there in about 4 days. They had gun and drug charges on them on CPS in New Brunswick. They called me up. They heard my show. Within 4 days, they got their child back after me putting a claim into the court. And the claim was so simple. All I says, I had to put it in her words. I just said, in her last name, a woman claimed the wrongdoer is trespass upon my property. Then the next sentence was, I demand the immediate return of said property. See exhibit A, B, C, D. That was the four kids. And when they on Monday, they went to court. They had to recess, and then they came back at 4 or 5 o'clock. They said, come back tomorrow, folks, and we'll move the case through the court on Tuesday morning. The Crown met him out in the lobby, and they said, who wrote this? And she said, I did. She did. And technically, which wasn't true. And he said, well, whoever wrote this was scared poopless of who I was. And she said the S word, what the Crown said. They said, when do you want your kids back?
So what's your website?
It's broadmind.org. Click on it right now. You'll see it's
B-R-O-A-D. B-R-O-A-D mind.
M-I-N-D.org.
And you're saying you're posting all of your court filings and paperwork and such for everybody to see?
Yes, sir. So you can follow it. It's on Pacer, too. You can click it on Pacer. If you have a Pacer account, you just go to...
I don't know what that is, but... But that's interesting because a lot of the people who call Lentz, a lot of the people who call the show with their legal theories have never actually attempted them, and or if they have attempted them, they don't have any evidence to prove that they have.
Left out of court. They get left out of court. I could have these people from Canada call you up because their kids call me Uncle Carl now. They said, thank you for getting me back to my mommy. I mean, that's how fast you can move this stuff because the government can't make a claim for property. property, if you know John Locke, says that's all which is proper to the person, exclusive to all others within a society. That's property.
John Locke didn't write the Constitution.
The Constitution doesn't bind man. You use the Ninth Amendment, which predates the Constitution, and this country's been around for 500 years. The laws that lasted the first 300 years did not disappear.
Okay.
We've been here since 1500. So when they came around in 1800 and wrote a Constitution, that doesn't negate the fact that there was laws on this land way before the Constitution. Those laws didn't disappear. This is a common law nation. We're not France.
I hear you. A common law sounds really great to me. I just don't know how to get from here to there.
You say you're on the wrong side of the court. The judge understands what you're saying. I got two friends who are judges.
I am going to be very interested in seeing somebody apply this. Do you get video cameras into your courtroom?
You can do whatever you wish in your courtroom. It's your courtroom.
Well, have you been making video, Lentz?
No,
I'm just curious.
This is paperwork. And like I said, if you look at the very first piece of paper that...
Will you be going into... Do you expect to actually be in the courtroom at some point?
Well, the other side has to appear. Now, it's going to be interesting for the other side to appear, because in common law, only a man and woman can appear in common law. An attorney can't appear.
Not like a corporation. A corporation can't appear there.
They can't appear, so that's why they get poopless, because they can't come into the common law side of the court. They don't exist. It's a three-dimensional court. They're in a two-dimensional world. They're trapped on paper.
At broadmind.org, I don't see anything written, just some videos.
Well, that's the beginning part of it. And then if you go, like it says, like documents and contacts, my friends are putting links on there, because I don't have the time to do this stuff.
Yeah, documents still a video.
Okay. Well, we'll have to look a little bit further into it. There are a lot of people that make a lot of claims. Mark's shaking his head saying there's no documents on the site.
No documents.
You might want to check with your friends. You might want to check with your friends. Maybe they've dropped the ball. They've promised you they're going to do something that they weren't going to. But I hope that, you can maybe update us on your situation in the future. I'd love to see, the more people that can try stuff, I think that's great. Thanks for the call, Lentz. Whether or not his approach will work or not, it's another question. He's in the middle of a case right now. He seems to be confident. He seems like he's tried this stuff before.
There's videos here about cat herding.
Fire beware, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Save more of your money when you stay at America's Best Value Inn and spend more of your time doing the things you love. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. Plus, enjoy hundreds of instant rewards with our Value Club. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com. With value right in our name, you know you're getting a great deal!
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You know, it's hard to find good help. And that last caller, he thought he'd had his buddies helping him out with his website, posting all of his legal documents and stuff like that to his site. And, yeah, I'm sorry, pal, but we couldn't find anything. We went through the whole site during the break.
Well, there wasn't much to go through.
There's a few
videos about herding cats, one video about an engine, and then a link to...
A talk show website, radio show thing. Like, it's one of the many websites that allows you to kind of do your own internet talk show, kind of plug and play.
One of them is like 5 hours long. I mean, that's a heck of a lot of talking.
So, well, these guys have a lot to say, and people like the last caller really believe what they believe about the court system. You know, he was saying, well, you just have to shift it to a common law. Just go in front of a judge and just say, we're on the wrong side of the court, sir. We're going to need this to be a common law case or whatever. I mean, I'm sure those would be the wrong words, because usually half the time, if you ever try to apply one of these legal theories in a real courtroom, you will end up being threatened with contempt of court. The judge will yell at you and say one more word out of you, and I'll hit you with a contempt charge.
This happened to
jail.
You, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you tried one of these theories, and the question is, how many times do you want to go to jail trying these
to try out various different tweaks of these theories?
Indeed.
Yeah. And you know, all I'm really asking these guys for is to show me some proof of concept. Just give me some sort of real tangible, like having court documents would be something. Having video would be something else. We've never really seen any consistent efforts in this area, and we've had these people calling the show for years making these claims.
And, you know, I don't want to, look, somebody out there has certainly had luck with one of these systems, and I'm not going to disparage that fact that they've had luck, but one needs to understand that when going to court, people have a lot on the line. The caller who was called previously, he spent $100,000 on attorneys, and they're threatening him with $700,000 in fine. So if he goes in there and says, we're on the wrong side of the court, and whatever that means, and attempts, you know, if that doesn't work, and then keeps on attempting stuff, who knows? I mean, if you don't know what you're doing, the judge, and this is the magic word, right? Like, let's say... We're on the wrong side of the court is the magic term. The judge and bailiffs and the prosecutor or whatever, they're going to scare you out of whatever your point was anyway, because you don't know what you're doing. You're not the person who invented this. That's why we need videos, that we need to watch somebody doing this over and over again and see how it's done. People don't necessarily learn just by being told. They have to see.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's what's fair. Check out the School Sucks Project. School Sucks Project is a podcast and a call-in show that focuses on real education as opposed to state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives and self-education and critical thinking and peaceful parenting, learning online, personal growth, better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com. You can register for an account there, participate in the forums, whatever you want to do. Suggest show topics at SchoolSucksProject.com.
855 453. Dave's in Humboldt, California, listening to KGOE. Hey, Dave.
Hey, well, you know, I really do hope that that Lynn is on to something, and he didn't get a chance to really make it all clear. You gave him plenty of time, but it's quite a complex subject.
You can't get, like, even if we'd spent an hour with a guy, it never would have been clear. That's the thing about these theories, is the people who advocate them, they sound like they know them inside and out, but they're so complicated they can't easily communicate them to anyone. They're so outside of the current paradigm that it's really hard for people to grasp. I've spent time researching some of these theories, and you know, I feel like some of them may have some sort of legal credibility, but ultimately it doesn't matter, because when you get in front of a man in a robe who has men with guns and cages behind him that'll do whatever the man in the robe says, no theory really holds up, because they kind of just do whatever they want. The thing with these legal theories is it relies on the belief that the system follows its own rules. And then what you end up finding out when you try to apply these theories, because you've done all this research and you've read the law and you've read the, you know, the court rules and you've read this and that and you feel like you know everything, and then you come in there and you try this stuff out, and then all of a sudden the judge breaks 50 rules in order to go ahead with whatever the judge wants to do.
Well, we need an answer of some kind. I'm sharing all of your concerns that our country is in pretty devastating times, and I'm now an old man. I'm a senior, and it's not for myself that I'm worried, but I think our government now is in the hands of some very ill-motivated, greedy special interests that are doing the people terrible.
Hasn't it always been that way, Dave?
I don't think so. Not like we have now. I live here, and we have the giant redwoods all over our forest here, and they have run secret roads into the back, and they are gutting those forests every way they can. You have to have a helicopter pretty much to see what they're doing. And then those giant redwoods are on a ship to China, where they'll be processed and sent back to us, and even pasteboard or fence posts or whatever. But that's one of so many things. We're in wars that are profitable to who? Not us. They're profitable to Halliburton, Lockheed Martin, Drexel. Mm-hmm. These corporate special interests that are so devastating this country. What is going to be happening? You know, we really need an answer. If Lynn has come up with a solution, I will hope to hell he can find a way to get it to us.
Same here. But the difficulty is that there are dozens of people who've called to the show previously throughout the 10 years we've been on the air and talked about similar things. Lynn suggested that there was a $700,000 equity in the motion. I've never heard this theory before in my life. That doesn't make it true simply because he plotted it out on talk radio, and his website, his documentation, really stinks. I mean, it's an awful website. If you go to broadmind.org and take a look,
it's terrible.
It's awful.
These whistleblowers that are making the news now, they're telling a reality, and that is that our Patriot Act troops, they invade wherever they want to, and they flip whatever they don't like, and that includes public opinion polls. In fact, it includes electronic voting machines. Whatever these government tech goons feel like taking control of, they do it. And I hear that needing to be exposed, and they're doing it. And so now they're being labeled as traitors.
Traitors.
Of the public. But I think they're coming damn close to telling us, you may be looking for a site that this guy is trying to give you, and they go in and say, we don't want you to see it. So zap, it's not there anymore.
Now that seems pretty unlikely.
They would have had to have been ready, because they do have this man's, I mean, the name and the calling location line up to what he had said. So they would have had to have already outfitted a website to stick in when he called, and that website would have been really awful.
Dave, thanks
for the call tonight.
Appreciate hearing from you. I don't think paranoia about the capabilities of the NSA. I mean, yeah, could they do something like that?
Oh, sure they could.
Sure, they could do something like that.
But they would have to have been ready for his call. The NSA would have had to have known.
Why would they have waited for him to call our show? He's been doing a talk show online. I mean, in theory, he could be spreading these ideas online before calling Free Talk Live. I mean, we're not the biggest talk show in the world. You know, we're on 100-plus stations, but we're still kind of, you know, mid-pack as far as the size of this, you know, the audience.
I hope the NSA is listening. Guys, please, get real jobs. Go out and get a real job that actually protects somebody, because what you're doing now, there's a poll out now that says Americans are scared, more scared of you than they are of the terrorists. That makes the government the terrorists, as far as I'm concerned.
Maybe Dave in California doesn't really understand how ideas can escape on the internet. So, for instance, WikiLeaks or this recent NSA leak, as soon as it gets copied a few times, it's never something that you can put back in the bottle. What is it, the Streisand effect, I think they call it, like when some celebrity wants to crush a particularly embarrassing video, then all of a sudden it becomes more popular and it becomes copied many more times than it otherwise would have. It becomes viewed more times than it otherwise would have. So, it wouldn't be hard. If the guy who called earlier with the legal theory, Lentz, if he wanted to get his theories out there, if he wanted to get this information out there to people, it wouldn't be hard to put it out. If it was really truly valuable information like the WikiLeaks stuff, the WikiLeaks guys have that copied thousands upon thousands of times. There's no amount of NSA tinkering that's going to pull down, say, the Liberator. Remember we were talking about the Liberator, the 3D printed gun?
If the NSA was going to pull something down, they would have pulled down WikiLeaks some time ago.
Yeah, you can't do it. I mean, the government, yes, they are intrusive. Yes, they do have access to your information. That is true. But they can't stop an idea that's time has come. They can't stop data that wants to get out. Information wants to be free, and the internet is the method for that, and there's nothing the state can do about it beyond shutting down the entire internet. But even then, people are creative and they'll come up with alternatives. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The state can only struggle to catch up and try to understand what technology is doing to it, which is, of course, helping destroy its legitimacy. Hour 2's next. It's Free Talk Live. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.